Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is Black History Month, and some amazing thing just occurred. A 106-year-old African-American woman met President Barack Obama for the first time, and her reaction was priceless. She met the president and the first lady, and just to see the look on her face, you can imagine, 106 years old, this woman has context of the 60s. She has context of all the things that happened that wasn't too long ago. And for our nation to elect the very first African-American president is pretty significant. And she gets the chance to see for her own eyes what Dr. King and so many others were saying. Listen, you know, we just want equality, civil rights. We want to just hold you to what's said on the paper. And now to have someone just like her in the White House was probably a really touching moment. I want you to watch her reaction and see what happened here.
Virginia McLaurin. You want to say hi, Michelle?
Yes!
Slow down, man. She's 106.
No, you are not. You are not.
Well, you gotta you slow down.
Oh, my goodness. I should not. I want to be like you when I go.
She's dancing? Come on. So what's the secret to still dancing at 106?
Amazing.
Beautiful.
Miss McLaurin, she sees for the first time with her own eyes, you know, and in person, first African-American president, and just touching because, you know, 106 years old.
So much history.
There's a lot of context. There's a lot of history there. There's a lot of pain and injustice that today we may not experience to that degree and that dimension, although it does, you know, some does exist. She's able to come and see the fruition of just something that is probably just truly, truly touched her, truly amazing. Mm. It's really, really amazing to see that, you know, it really is. But we just can't forget it. We can't forget. Listen, we want to encourage you to pray for us. We want to pray for you as we come to the end of the program. These are some serious days that we're living in. And we're not going to make it outside of God and being in communion with Him. So let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you again, Lord, for this wonderful opportunity to be with our viewers, Lord, in this time and in this season. We ask you, God, for mercy for America, mercy for our nation, Lord, that you would speak to your church, Lord, to Christians, God, to help us to get under the right flag, Lord, to help us to come to a place where we realize that our answer is not in a person, it's not in our government, it's not in our finances and in our economy, but the answer to the ills and the problem of our nation is Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to turn from our ways, Lord, to repent, God, and to declare you as the Lord of our lives. We thank you for the third great awakening that is coming to America, Lord, and we're believing it's going to spread all over the world. Dear God, end abortion and send the third great awakening in Jesus' name.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.